we're back once again.
Yeah.
And you guys are here again, too, because you're not sick of us yet.
Yeah.
What's today? It's Wednesday.
For some reason, I lost my connection.
Oh, shit. There Look what happened there to you. You got it. You got it. Yeah, just make sure the what you call it, the volume's turned down so it doesn't, like, distract me over there. Here.
Lost my internet.
Here in Florida. Oh, shit. Look at that.
I don't know how that happened.
Hopefully, we're still on. Are we? I guess.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it looks like nobody says we're not.
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, we could be talking to nobody right now, and we don't even know about it. So, yeah, here we are in Florida. It was really cold this morning when I went out to go for a walk. There was frost all over the grass.
Cold for Florida. What, 40 degrees?
Yeah, well, yesterday morning it was 43, and this morning it was actually, like, it felt colder to me. So it must have been upper 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, crazy. And right now, I just checked my phone like 2 minutes ago, and it's only 54 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Enough of the weather.
We got movies to do.
Jenny has a jacket on. Yeah, I do. I did yesterday, too.
Yeah, we saw Gemini Man.
Finally.
Yeah, saw Gemini Man.
We saw it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Gemini Man, we were seeing trailers for it right around the time the fucking pandemic hit. And then we
actually, it was earlier than that because I thought that too. But then when I looked it up on Wikipedia, this movie actually came out last October. October 2019.
Why didn't we see it? This would have been something we would have seen.
We just never got around to it, I guess.
I don't know. I'm not buying that.
No, that's when it came out, October 2019.
We were running out of movies to watch there towards the end. I don't think maybe it never came out in our theater.
Yeah, it did.
It did?
Yeah, I remember seeing the poster.
Never saw it.
Just for some reason, we never got around to seeing it. But yeah, I thought that too. I thought it came out at the beginning of this year, but it was actually like the end of last year. Or, you know, it was like late October last year.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah, Gemini Man was it's a Will Smith movie, and it's like a spy movie.
Yeah.
I'd probably put it on par with like a Mission Impossible movie. Cross between Mission Impossible and a James Bond movie. Now, it wasn't quite as fucking action stunt packed as, say, Mission Impossible. And it didn't quite seem as fucking high end as a James Bond movie. But it was pretty good.
It actually was not as bad as I was expecting it to be. Well, because I didn't really know. I remember seeing, like, they had trailers for this every time we went to the movies last year. There was just, like, trailers and trailers and trailers. And then we just never ended up seeing it. And then I didn't really hear a lot about it other than people. It seemed like most of the reviews were, like, meh to eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it ended up, like, it said it was, like, a big bomb. But the thing about it is that it made $173 million. But it cost $138 million to make.
Yes, it did.
So that's still like a failure because you need to make at least like twice the production budget back to break even because of the marketing costs and all that other kind of shit. So it didn't do as well as they expected it to.
Yeah. The acting was pretty good. Story was good. It took you to fucking interesting locations, kind of like a Bond flick does. Took you to
Budapest.
Took you to Hungary. It took you to what was the other one? Colombia.
Oh yeah, Cartagena.
Yeah, and then it was
just like *Romancing the Stone*. The only other movie that I can think of that was set in Cartagena. Yeah.
And the you know, the interiors were good. You know, fucking high tech fucking offices and shit. It's about Will Smith. He's basically like an ex Marine Corps guy who's working for some kind of an intelligence agency. They never really did name it, did they? They just had him going out fucking killing people.
Yeah, he was just
an assassin
pretty much.
Like a sniper. And he's starting to, like, you know, he's got 73 kills. He's getting sick of it. He doesn't really like it. You know, he didn't really have a family life or anything. And it's just kind of his conscience is starting to fuck with him about it. Turns out he's finding out that some of these people that he killed were totally innocent. It's just that the agencies wanted him dead for political reasons.
So they made up a bunch of shit about him.
And he didn't know that this was happening, but behind his back, you know, they had the ability to clone people. They made a clone of him. And he's got a young version of himself running around. Well, they send the young clone after him to kill him to get him out of the way. So he meets his own clone. And then that's where the fun begins. There's really only two things I could see that was wrong with this movie, but they weren't deal breakers. There's a motorcycle chase scene where, being a rider myself, it's obvious that a lot of that shit was CG. And the CG wasn't that great.
Nope.
It would have been better for them to actually tone the motorcycle scene down and do it all live action. You'd have like Jorian Polnareff or something do it. He could do some of those stunts. Have Jorian do that shit. And probably be cheaper than fucking... It'd probably have been cheaper to hire Jorian to do it than to have CG do it. The CG wasn't totally convincing. I'd rather see Tom Cruise actually really do it on his motorcycle like in fucking... Mission Impossible. A lot of that shit you see Tom Cruise did, it looks like he really did it. And he could ride, so... I don't think that's really him wrecking, because he wrecked a lot.
Because it would cost too much to insure.
To insure him.
They need a stuntman to do
that. But yeah, you can tell that out of that last fucking Mission Impossible flick, man, you could tell that was real motorcycle stunts. Now, the second thing that's kind of bothered me about this movie is that when you first see the clone, first time you see the clone, they show it for too long and you start getting that uncanny valley. You know that it's not a real person. The way it moves, you know?
Well,
it's just not a real person and they shouldn't have done that.
What they did, the thing about this movie, it's like I said, it's not like a great movie, but it was like fine. Okay. It was fine. Yeah. Like I said, I was kind of expecting it to suck out loud and it didn't suck as much as I thought. One thing, and Zach just mentioned this in the comments, this was directed by Ang Lee, obviously, who did, like, the Incredible Hulk movie, he did Brokeback Mountain, he did Life of Pi, he's done, like, some really good movies. And even though I kind of want to go into, like, the production history of this, because this goes back, like, way farther than maybe most people realize. But one thing that they did was he shot it in 120 frames per second, which, if you're not familiar with movie making, the standard, I believe, is 24 frames per second. So he filmed it in this really fast frame. And then, like, there are no theaters in the country. Or there's only, like, a couple of theaters in the country that could actually show it like that. So you didn't really get the experience that the director wanted. And when you see it, like, in HD or whatever, it looks a little weird. Like, it looks a little flat, I guess, because everything is in focus or, like, in the same focus. So it looked a little strange.
Yeah.
That didn't really bother me that much. You know what bothered me? I don't even know if... I've never seen anyone else mention this. It sounded like everybody's dialogue was ADR'd. It means it was, like, it was done in post.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not sure if they did... Or either that or, like, the sound mix was strange. It was just... I couldn't really put my finger on it. It just sounded... To me, it sounded like the dialogue was, like, too loud or it was, like, too... I don't know. It was, like, something that was really bothering me. Like,
I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it's, like, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Right. But it's, like, that was just something that really bothered me. But the thing they did with the motion capture, like, with Will Smith's face, the thing about it is that is Will Smith's young face, because obviously there's a lot of footage of Will Smith from when he was 23 years old, because he's been acting like forever. So they basically, like, digitally composited, like, shots of his actual 23-year-old face, like, onto his actual, like, body.
It looked fake.
But yeah, it still looked strange. Like, they couldn't get, it wasn't bad, but it still looked a little, you knew that wasn't a real person. Like, it seemed like his lips were pursing too much, or like when he talked and stuff, it was a little weird, and I had to kind of like look away from it a little bit because it was like distracting. Another thing too that was like, because Will Smith, they, you know, they make a lot of jokes about him being 51 years old in this, so I guess that was like a red run his real age, like when he shot it. He doesn't look, they, you know, they make all these jokes about him being like all old and everything like that, and yeah, 51 I guess is old for an assassin, but he doesn't look that old. It's like, so it was another, you know, it'd be one thing if he was like just this old grizzled, like gray haired, you know, codger.
No, he's still in good
shape. But he's still in really good shape. He's still like climbing and running around and he's not wrinkly or anything like that. He has like a little bit of gray right here and that's about it. So it's just, it was kind of funny like to see his 23-year-old self going, old man, all the time. They really don't look them like far apart in age. At least to me, they don't.
Yeah. And if you look at 23-year-old Will Smith next to fucking 51-year-old Will Smith, 51-year-old Will Smith would beat the shit out of that guy. he was little. Would. I mean, I could say for myself, you know, as a young soldier at 20, in my early 20s, 23, I could run all day and run all night and just fucking didn't need much recovery. You could just, when you're young, they can just run the shit out of you, you know? But because we didn't have a whole lot of time in the Army to fucking work out and recover and gain muscle mass, and you weren't eating enough and sleeping enough, you didn't really get massive. And the guys that did, looking back on it, they were juicing. Oh, yeah. But back then, we didn't really think that way. And how I am now, if I were to go back in time and meet my fucking 23-year-old self, the young me would be able to outrun me. It could probably outlast me in terms of endurance. You know what I mean? But I could beat my young self up. I'd beat the shit out of myself.
There's another shirt. Yeah. I'm going to have a picture of young Tom, his feathered hair, with his Rick Springfield hair, and a picture of you now. It's my old self could beat my young self up.
Yeah, I could beat my young self up. Yeah. Just in terms of just raw strength, I'm at least twice as strong. My young self would just run and get me tired.
Yeah.
Run rings, until I got tired and then try to come in.
Yeah, your young self would probably just run away from me.
I would just wrestle my young self and just fucking pass my young self, give him a nookie and fucking slap him and shit. I'd treat my young self like a bitch. I'd get a hold of my young self. You think that shit's funny, right? No, I'm just trying to.
I'm just imagining it in my head. Because I've seen pictures of you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you back then, but I've seen pictures of you.
Nowadays, I can bench press nearly 300 pounds.
Yeah.
back in those days, I'd be lucky to bench about 160, 170.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do fucking 200. I do fucking 200 pounds. I do 10 reps of that and do 10 sets of that within a fucking about a half hour or so.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't do that when I was fucking young. I was too weak. It takes time.
Yeah, you were smaller back then.
Yeah, smaller frame back then, you know. Yeah. Now, you jump on some gear and start lifting, yeah, you'll grow big quickly. But it's just, that's not the lifestyle I had back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the Army, everything was about running and endurance.
I can see that.
And trying to do without food and sleep.
Well, because that's more important to your missions might entail.
Because it's all just fucking hiking and walking.
Right, exactly.
It's all fucking shit like that for light infantry. So, and then big guys that we had that went through basic didn't make it. They didn't have the endurance. Your heart has to pump a lot of fucking blood to all that muscle tissue. And then you need to fucking have a certain caloric intake constantly to keep all that muscle running. And you might be able to do it for fucking 3 or 4 days, but we're talking about 3 or 4 weeks for a mission.
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting much sleep. You're just massive guys.
Well, you told me that sometimes you would just be marching all night and you'd just be sleeping while you were walking.
Sleeping while you're walking, just kind of zoning in.
Because you kind of had to.
Yeah. Sleepwalking and shit. Yeah. Drive you crazy.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people don't understand in Predator 1 when fucking, what Blaine says is some badass bush. Boy, you could lose it out here. You could lose it out here. If you lost it out here, you'd be in a world of hurt. And some people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. If you're fighting, imagine a truck driver would understand it. If you're driving in a fucking truck for days upon days upon days, you know, not getting a whole lot of sleep, especially back then, the way truckers used to run themselves, you know, you'd get white line fever. Where you kind of lose your mind. You just seen that dotted line.
Well, shit, man. I was, one time in my life, I was up for 48 hours straight. We were, going to a concert and a party and some other shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we drank not a lot, but a little bit. In 48 hours, even after just 48 hours, I started to hallucinate.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take all that. I was seeing trains going across the highway and shit like that.
Imagine you're walking in a ranger file in dense bush, okay? Pouring down rain, it's fucking hot and tropical, and it's been doing this shit for fucking weeks, all right? And you're fighting limbs hitting you in the face, and you're walking through the day and the night. Maybe you're sleeping 2 or 3 hours a day. You could lose your fucking mind just because you're getting hit by wet bushes over and over and over again, and there's no escape from
it. Yeah, anything that happens, that just keeps
monotonous.
Even if it's just a little annoyance, but if it just keeps doing it, it's going to drive you crazy.
And all you're doing is just looking at the guy in front of you, because that's all you can see is the dude walking in front of you, and the little cat eyes, little glowing cat eyes on the back of his helmet or his fucking Ranger cap or whatever. And at night, all you do is you see these little pieces of glowing tape from on the taped onto the, you know, it's sewn into the fucking
guy's like helmet
in front of you, and you just see these two fucking, we called them cat eyes, and that was kind of like, you know, the taillights for the guy in front of you, you know, just drive you fucking crazy. And yeah, that's why that. Blaine says, if you lost it out here, you'd be in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
Because you start going into a mental tailspin. I've seen guys just fucking lose it. You got to chill them out and fucking try to...
Well, but, like I said, it's pretty understandable.
But sometimes you're in a fucking company fucking formation. There's 100 guys. You got to keep walking. There's no stopping.
Yeah.
You know, so you just kind of talk the guy down, you know. Bad times.
Yeah. But yeah, so the interesting thing that I... Well, I found this interesting. The interesting thing about Gemini Man to me is that this fucking script has been kicking around in Hollywood since 1997. They've been... Disney had it. They actually had optioned the script first in 1997. And they were going to make it. And Tony Scott was going to direct it. And they hired like a special effects lab, like to do all the face motion capture. Cause like that was the, you know, the thing. It's been, the script's been rewritten a bunch of times since then, obviously. But the, you know, core idea of being stalked by a clone of your younger self, that was still in there. So they did like all these tests and stuff like that, but they just said, well, the technology is just not good enough, like back in 1997. So they tried it out a bunch of times and they just couldn't like get it to look good. So they just shelved it. But interestingly, listen to this fucking list of actors that were attached to this project going back to 1997. Listen to this shit. Harrison Ford, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Michael Douglas, Chris O'Donnell, Mel Gibson, Tommy Lee Jones, Kevin Costner, Pierce Brosnan, Bruce Willis, John Travolta, John Voight, Denzel Washington, Johnny Depp, Nicolas Cage, Brad Pitt, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Clint Eastwood, Gerard Butler, Nick Nolte, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Jason Statham, Dwayne Johnson, Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Sean Connery, all of which were attached to this project at one time or another. But like I said, the reason that it got scrapped largely was just because the technology wasn't there, and Disney was like, well, we can't make it look realistic, and so we just don't want to do it. So then eventually it kind of changed hands a bunch of times, and then Skydance bought it in 2016, and they started working toward. But like I said, it went through like a bunch of even different directors and shit like that and actors and stuff before they even got to this point. So it's amazing that this shit even got made. And yeah, it did end up losing $111 million.
Damn.
Because it costs, well, it, like I said, it made $173 million, but it cost so much to make that.
It's not a bad movie. It's a good movie. It's a fun watch. It's not perfect, but the things that are wrong with it, they're forgivable. It's not a bad movie. It's like a cross between a James Bond movie Mission Impossible movie. I'd put it about it like a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, not quite as, I mean, like you said, it was like a lower rent version of that.
Yeah, about like Mission Impossible.
And
not quite as...
There should have been more Benedict Wong in this. Yeah. I feel like he should have been in it more. Where you know him from?
Where do I know him from?
Prometheus.
Prometheus.
He was in Prometheus. That's right. Because like we saw him in the movie, I'm like, God damn it, what the fuck was that? He's been in other things too.
Yeah.
But that's the movie that, because we've seen Prometheus a bunch of times, and I was like, that's where I recognize
him. The only thing that makes this not quite measure up to a Mission Impossible flick is that you can tell that some of the stunts are CG. If they were all kind of like in camera fucking live action motorcycle stunts, then I'd put it at the same as Mission Impossible. It's about like a Mission Impossible movie.
Another criticism I had too is that a lot of the fight scenes were in the dark. I couldn't tell what was going on.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have any expectations. Like
probably
I said,
down in the catacombs. And stuff.
It's like that was kind of cool, but it's like I couldn't really tell what was going on.
That was on par with the James Bond scene, though. A lot of this shit is like you could tell they were lifting things from the new James Bond series.
Yeah.
Like the tone of a lot of it is from the new James Bond. The color palettes and just the locations. It felt like I was on a James Bond flick where I'm going around the world. I did like that part of it. The only thing I didn't like about it is that the CG wasn't convincing all the time. Sometimes it was better than others. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It was only a couple scenes where they zoomed in on his face and showed his face for too long. The rest of it, he's moving around so much you don't really see his face. But they shouldn't have done that. And that's when they're first introduced to the damn, the clone. When they introduced the clone, they showed it for too long.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
It looked good, but
it didn't look right.
Not right.
And then I would have done the I would have simplified the motorcycle chase scene and done it all live action.
Because there was a couple seconds in that motorcycle chase where like the motorcycle was going up like that and the rider, and it looked like a doll, or it looked like, you know what I mean? You know how when they do CGI not quite right and the motion is just like too fast?
Too fast.
And your eye just picks it up like, oh, that doesn't look like a real person.
And the motorcycles were doing things that don't happen. It's because the motorcycles weren't obeying certain physics. The skids didn't look right. You know what I mean? Fucking certain angles of attack that when the motorcycle was leaned over and doing stuff. You know, as a rider, there's a certain rhythm and a certain feel to high action riding. You know what another guy could do because you've been in that position. It takes time for things to happen on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some of that shit happens too fast. You can't flick a motorcycle over that fast.
I think
there's too much mass there.
I think that's kind of why, like, a lot of the early Marvel movies and stuff like that, not so much the new ones, but I think a lot of movies that are like superhero movies or that rely on a lot of CGI, but that are supposed to be people, like some of the early Spider-Man movies and stuff like that, it's like they never get the physics quite right. It's like everything looks like it doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's exactly what it looks like. And it's like, it's just your eye just goes, blah. That's not right.
Even though that motorcycle, that little dirt bike didn't weigh much, that's still 250 pounds.
Yeah, you have to like take that into account. It's like that's 250 pounds, like the way that it moves is not the way like that a weightless thing.
Right, they're not showing any inertia. Right. They're not showing the inertia of what it was right. And it takes time to flick a bike over into a new turn. You know what I mean? It takes time for that to happen. And if you did do it that fast, then the motorcycle would fucking exceed the limit of adhesion and slam itself down on the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You can't flick over that fast and violate. If you did, you'd meet the limit of adhesion, the wheels would come off the ground, you'd just bam. You know, you'd high side the motorcycle.
Yeah.
What it's called, you know? So no. So I'm looking at that and I'm going, no, that's not possible.
Yeah.
And then he ran it up a wall.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit how fucking springy your suspension is. That's not going to happen. And it wasn't even a rounded wall. It was a straight wall with stones.
Yeah.
And I could have swore I saw him go up on that wall.
I can't remember now.
And I was like, whoa. I went, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, wait, no.
Yeah, my brain didn't accept that. You know what I mean? That can't happen. But anyway.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like, you know, in the quest to like make really exciting action sequences... Yeah. And you can do pretty much anything in a computer nowadays. Yeah. So it's like they don't think about, all they think about is like, is this going to look cool?
Yeah.
Not is everybody going to be like, hey, that's not how that works.
Yeah, it's not how that works. You see, what had happened was he was riding on the ground. He went into a turn and then went up on the wall. But it only looked possible because the camera angle made you think that was down. That's not down.
Yeah.
The force of gravity is down. You can see. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Dudes would do it if you could.
Well, yeah.
You know, dudes would do it regularly, but you can't do that.
Well, yeah. Zach said, this is apropos of nothing, but does your office have windows? I don't think I've ever seen any daylight in there. There is a window right there.
Yeah.
It's just that I have, like, curtains over them.
Blackout
just
curtains.
Because I don't want, like, a bunch of, like, weird, unauthorized light coming in here.
Yeah.
Sometimes if the office door is open, there's actually a window right there, like, right outside here. It's, like, a long window that goes all the way down, and that's where the cat tree is. Because Pookie is out there sleeping in her little cat tree right now because she likes to look out the window at the birds and whatnot. All right, so like I said, Gemini Man, we finally got around to seeing it. You know, not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination. It was fine.
Fun movie. Yeah.
Like I said, I know it kind of got, you know, as I didn't really see. I saw a couple of like really negative reviews, but most of them were just kind of like, meh, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, hey,
which is what I thought. I thought, nah, it's all right.
we saw it for free on Amazon. Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you got Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, he just remembered.
I'd have paid $4 to see it, $5 probably.
Yeah, you wouldn't have felt like you got ripped off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. It is really weird when I looked up like how long ago it came out that we didn't go see it, because at that point we were going to see like most things.
Yeah.
Like action movies and stuff. I can't believe
we didn't see that one.
Because I remember like they showed the trailer like a zillion times, yeah. And then we just
saying I want to see that one.
Maybe you just by the time it came out you were like, oh, fuck that movie.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe something else was on.
Yeah, probably. It was like probably was like, some other shit came out that we were like more interested in seeing. But yeah, I guess that'll do it for our live stream today. Today's Wednesday, right?
I think so.
All right, so we won't be back for another live stream until Saturday, but obviously there'll be fun stuff going up tomorrow and going up Friday like usual. So anyway, have a good rest of your day wherever you are, whatever time it is where you are, and we'll see you guys again live on Saturday. Bye.